The reward is made up of tens of thousands of dollars donated by a community in fear. Superintendent Eddie Johnson said it's hard to say whether the suspect's still around, but he's sure the guy knows police are on his trail.
He's obviously laying low right now. You know, he knows there's a lot of pressure and he knows we're looking for him. So that's not unnatural for them to kind of stop what they're doing at this time.
Johnson hopes the promise of a $150,000 reward will draw leads that can lead to an arrest.
These were heinous actions, and we will find that person that committed these actions in our community. And we'll not stop until we have a suspect in custody.
To see images of the suspect, go to our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Michelle Fiore, News Radio on 105.9 FM.